line. Okay. We just connect up. Thank you. Okay, so we decided on our market, and so this feedback from the marketing department is really about trend watching. The methods we use to decide on current trends and so on, market trends, were that we did our traditional, our usual market research study with our 100 subjects, and the general feedback from them is that the most I'm sorry, I'm slightly tongue-tied after lunch, sorry, project manager. We decided on the most important aspect required in a remote control device, and we'll come to that later. So that was one of the first things we did. Also, with our company being forerunners in putting fashion into technology, we also looked at a fashion update using our consultants on fashion and design in Paris and Milan. So the general findings from that was in the market trends, the most important aspects for remote controls were people want a fancy look and feel rather than the current functional look and feel of remote controls. They also want a remote control to be technologically innovative and, of course, as you predicted, that it should be easy to use. Now, I should point out that the first of those findings, fancy look and feel, is the most important. It's twice as important as the second, technologically innovative, which is in turn twice as important as being easy to use. So possibly that the feature that we put first is actually third. It's still important, but it's third in order of preference for the subject group we looked at. Okay. Now the fashion update, which relates to very personal preferences among our subject group, we found from our consultants in Paris and Milan who attended all the design and fashion fairs then, that fruit and vegetables are going to be the theme for clothes, shoes and furniture. So should we be thinking of using something like that in our remote control design too? There also seems to be a trend towards a spongy feel to materials, again in contrast to last year. So a lot of interesting feedback there, both from our market research departments and from our people in Paris and Milan. It'll be interesting to see what our design people make of that.
Let's start from the inside, work our way out.
Yeah, okay.
Unless anyone has any questions about that, not yet. I know.
This is all about the design of the edge components and the availability of the components we have in stock at the moment. Okay, first. Into the method, the main idea of the whole thing is just so you just press buttons and it should activate things on the TV, and we discussed last meeting it should be easy to find. Also in this study I've looked into the availability of some of the materials, because some of the things that we looked at last time unfortunately are available. Findings. This is the chip called the TA11835, which is what's used in pretty much every remote control, because it sends out standard signals based on your input, and it's pretty much used for all TV remotes at the moment. And then we're looking at battery options. There's actually no rechargeable option available, so I saw the standard AA and AAA, which we thought were too bulky at the moment. Dynamo charging, I thought that might be a bit silly, to be honest. People want, it's basically like wind up radio.
Right.
So you wind up your remote control before you use
it.
How long can you get out of that? I mean, can you pick it up and then wind it for 2 minutes and then that's it for the night?
Yeah, I presume you wouldn't have to wind it for very long, but I don't think it's really sort of necessary when you think of the next two options, like the solar charging, because most people have the light on in the room anyway, so they could get when.
Does light charge as sunlight does? Artificial light?
Is it? All right.
It has to be solar.
Yeah, it would. The dynamo would take more space because you'd actually need a physical sort of handle to wind up.
I'm pretty sure the solar is from the sun.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't think it counts.
Artificial light, no.
But I mean,
that's going to.
You don't want to limit your market. I mean, people who live in basement flats, there's not that many people.
I know, different parts of the world too. If we're marketing internationally.
Yeah. Most people also watch TV in the night. I think the next one's the best anyway. The kinetic charging, which is like you get it in wristwatches,
yes,
and you don't even notice it. I mean, the amount of probably moving around you'd be doing all the time would charge it up. I don't think you'd ever need to actually physically start shaking it up to make it work.
How's this like though? What is the life of the battery? Like, it runs for a long time.
It charges into some form of, it's a smaller cell which it charges into, and the size of a watch battery, because they use them quite frequently in watches, and that would last for I'm not entirely sure how long it would last, but I've never seen one run out.
But then if you think about watch, it's on your wrist, so it's on your whole body, it's on your body the whole time.
Yeah.
So you're walking around, you're doing things. It is moving a lot of the time.
Yeah.
You switch the TV on and you put it on the side, and
mm-hmm.
you pick it up to change it and you put it on the side.
Yeah, but then again,
really gonna be enough.
I think it is, because if you think about it, the watch, although it's only a tiny amount, it's always moving for the whole day, and they don't run out overnight when you leave them on the side.
Okay.
And for the same reason, you're only using it for an incredibly short amount of time just to send the signal, and then you're finished with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the draw
on
it.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think.
Could I just ask, referring back to solar charging, is that compatible with standard batteries? I mean, could people put standard batteries in, but with this, you know, they could leave it in the sunlight for solar charging, or are the two things not compatible?
Yeah, I think you could have a dual power thing, but the thing with the solar cells is you would need to put them on the case, and they, because if you, like, on a calculator, they're quite big, and they all look at us.
So that affects the exterior design?
Yeah, the normal batteries would be the cheapest. I presume that then it would actually be the solar charging ones. I think they're not very resistant to dropping. Because if you drop stuff, yeah, if you have the size you'd need to charge a remote, wouldn't be that big. But I mean, if remotes always get thrown around and stuff, so I think, yeah, practically. I mean, calculators you don't really throw around a lot, whereas remotes you do.
Don't calculators have a battery in
them?
Yeah,
they've got dual things,
mm-hmm.
but the battery's small.
Again,
which one would last the longest? Because we don't want customers to be charging a mobile phone every day.
Mm.
Or we want
them
to
look
at the light or something.
Yeah, this, if you had something dual, using the same batteries and the solar charger. I think the it would, well, you know how long the standard double A's would last in.
It would just detract from the attractiveness of the whole feature.
Yeah,
it's not going to add anything. Okay. Shouldn't we do some market research on that first before we add it in? Because I personally. Right, okay. It's not something that's come up in any of our focus groups and market research. It's not a thing that people are looking for when we throw it open to the field, yeah. But something to put on the side to think about, maybe.
Okay,
right.
Okay, well, I'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
My second part of my findings, the most current remotes use this silicon PCB board, which printed circuit board, which basically has these contacts that are really close together, and then when you press down on the rubber button, it'll connect the circuit, and each switch is connected to two different legs on the chip, and so sends a different message. And that then gets translated by the chip into the code, and then it's fired out of this LED in a sequence of on and off bursts.
What kind of things have you considered there? What kind of size, does it come in varying sizes, or is it just one size?
Well,
and we would have to fit the
The thing about it is that they can be as big or as small as you want them to be, because you can print a circuit board like that. Then it's simply spaced like that, so you can have fit the size of the nine buttons in. If you see how thin the tracks are,
mm-hmm.
you could put them virtually right next to each other and have a much smaller switch on each one if you wanted to. But there is an option to do it like that, or you could have some sort of array of switches, which I'll speak about in the next bit. So that, and then to conserve battery life, you mentioned being a standby that while not being used. Now, what I was thinking about that was, because sometimes when you have these things, they've got little lights on behind the buttons, so you can see what all the buttons are. Like on a mobile phone, they do it more often than on a TV remote. But you could have lights behind the buttons, and after like 5 or 10 seconds of not being used, I'd have that turned off if we decided to go for buttons that could light up. The case material, I've been sent what the factory can actually give us. There's the plastic, which I think we were going to go for anyway, as the main case,
mm-hmm.
case housing, and the main problems with the, well, you could go for wood, but I think it would be a bit impractical. Titanium, very expensive, just the process which
mm-hmm.
to make it is expensive, and rubber. Well, you're saying that people like this spongy feel,
mm.
so perhaps something made of rubber, but I was thinking more of the buttons, because the buttons which they've said that they've put across are what is used in some stressful manufacture,
okay.
and it's meant to be anti-RSI.
Mm.
I'm not sure how that would work, because surely your fingers would still be moving in the short distances, but that's what they said. The problem with the casing is that there's quite a few design restrictions that they've got on Whereas if you come to plastic, they can be a little more, they can do sort of curve change. But whether or not, because we'd have it in two separate units. So for the flip phone.
Yeah, and second question is like the mobile, you can change the cover.
Yeah.
Like the skin or whatever. So in this case, if you're looking at like a customer, can change the color like from green, black,
mm-hmm.
green to chili red or something like that.
Yeah.
So is that feature available in like the titanium or is it like only specific to plastic?
Yeah, in titanium, I don't think it'll be available at all. Really. You could make it available in the titanium. It's just it would be so expensive to buy a new case for it because of the expense of how much titanium is. It's light and strong, but I think it should be left for aircraft design rather than for.
It does mark quite easily too. If you let it fall, I've got a mobile phone myself which is titanium, and it does mark very easily if
yeah.
you drop it. I was just wondering if we make the basic mould out of plastic, but have like a rubber cover that goes
yeah.
over,
yeah.
that would give the spongy feel. That also allows us to kind of have different fascia for the phone.
Yeah.
So instead of the fascia that comes off being plastic, the fascia that comes
like a rubber sleeve almost, yeah.
Yeah.
Like those pens that you get with a grip.
Yeah.
Mm.
That could be
all
right.
Mm.
Okay. It could be comfortable to hold on.
Very cheap way of changing the look of it, and people can just buy a new one if
yeah.
they want to.
Just going back to the interface designs with the buttons, we were planning to do some sort of touch screen. Now what I was saying before about instead of having, you could have just a bare PCB circuit board, and I'm sure you could probably get it in different colours, and so just by touching it with your finger it would make the connection over if you had them close enough. That would be one option. The second option, they offer rubber buttons, but I thought that an LCD type of screen, because one, they're incredibly thin and don't take up much space. Two, you can have them in a sort of array, and you could arrange the buttons on the screen in a sort of stack thing. You could have them like a touch display.
What you said, I didn't get the meaning of it completely.
Like on the LCD screen,
uh-huh.
you could fit it. The problem with it basically is that it's flat, and so you can't do lots of curved things with it. But you wouldn't have with the LCD, you'd have the wires coming off. You wouldn't have that with the LCD. You'd only have that with the printed
mm-hmm.
circuit board.
Sorry to interrupt. I don't see why the curved thing is a problem. If we, for example, had a shell,
yeah.
once we open that, yes, it would
you
be. Yeah.
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 Well,
if I misunderstood you.
We want an LCD screen inside. It wouldn't be like full colour, it would just be black and white.
Mm-hmm.
But there'd be touch buttons. So you wouldn't be pressing down. Or we could have rubber buttons, which are made of this material, which is anti ice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be good to have contrast between.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, how would you distinguish if you had it bare? How do you distinguish where you have to press? I mean,
I hadn't really thought.
I just had another idea. I don't know if it helps with that, but just to do with the RSI. Is it possible, just as an option, when we open it up, people can use their fingers to press the button, or we have inside like a small pointer thing
yeah,
where people want to.
You have some sort of stylus that you could pull out, but I think they could get a bit easily lost.
Yeah. They're easy to replace as well, cheap.
A person who switches channels very often or does reuse a particular function very often, he'll find it really irritating to use user, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he might spoil the touchpad very fast compared to a button.
Yeah.
Keep punching it and point over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a thought. They wouldn't actually need one, and they could use anything they've got, couldn't they? A pencil, a pen. So they wouldn't really need a.
Okay, we'll talk about that. So if you finish your.
Yeah,
come back to that.
Yeah, that's the. Yeah, that would be fairly simple. I mean, you'd actually have two separate You'd have two separate circuit boards, but they'd be joined by wires or like some cabling between them. Because
mm-hmm.
in the actual flip bit, you'd have some linking.
I just raise another point. Well, it occurs to me, it kind of applies to both our designers here, because I'm not sure how it would fit in. If we flip open, now you know how you've got some mirrors in nightclubs that are mirrors when you turn to them and you turn away and it gives like an advertising display. Have you seen those? And they kind of respond to the turn of your body. Is it possible that when we open our flip-top shell, it's a little compact mirror, and when you press a button, it then goes on to the phone display, the remote control display thing? They don't look at themselves. Just a thought.
Well, it's a remote control, you're sitting watching TV.
Yeah.
Are you going to want to sort of open it?
I know what you mean. It's with us using the ideas from mobile. So with us using the ideas from mobile phones, we kind of got sidetracked onto that, I think. Okay. I'm just trying to think of other features we can build in that wouldn't cost too much, but we'll maybe leave that one on the side.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you could do it. You could have a... Because if you just... the full charge through an LCD display or completely blank it out.
Mm.
But I don't know if you could get any mirror effect.
Oh, I think we'll maybe forget about the mirror. That was just a very quick passing thought, yeah. Sorry, what does that stand for?
Graphic user interface.
Okay.
Which is what we do in computer. Have
yeah.
a sensor touchpad or whatever.
If you have like buttons that appear on the screen, on this LCD screen.
Like you have an icons or something you have. It's a good example of GUI, graphic user interface.
Yes.
So basically, a person, you not point or click or press any particular device, he just has to click on a particular icon. And on the top, repetitive buttons which are like volume or channel changing and could be on the pointing device, that means user button. So we need not use a pointer to keep changing the channel if a person is a different circle.
Mm-hmm.
So we are having a combination of both. So on the simpler board on the top, we have this button, rubber buttons, to keep frequently changing the channels.
Can we swap that around? So the ones that we use all the time are on the bottom part.
No, you'd hold it, you'd flip it open and you'd be, wouldn't you? Isn't that the idea? If we just use the shell as an example again, you open that, you've got your LCD display there and you've got the buttons there, so you're holding it in the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can do it with your thumb.
And then have the LCD at the top,
mm-hmm.
and then be able to touch that for the
mm-hmm.
They would like to have the feature of finding.
Yeah.
It. So it could be like, where is the remote? And the remote answers, I am here.
Yeah.
Some kind of thing, or it gives a blip sound
And if this can be incorporated, this will be more, you can say, friendly also and technologically innovative also.
Yeah.
So we can check into the financial feasibility of incorporating this. My personal preferences would be like, as already highlighted, like marketing department, they want something to do with fruit. So I wouldn't say the design should be like a fruit. But yeah, we can take inspiration from fruit colors, like the vibrant colors, a red chili, tomato red or whatever. And second thing is certain standard buttons we should have. Like for example, if you see the previous slide, I think most of the users would now be well acquainted with this central pattern here.
Yeah.
So we will not change that particular pattern because this is the most consistent thing in all remote controls.
I can't see that. Is that play and start?
This is the central one. The one
is that volume and
volume and channel. So keep that standardized because that's the most common feature across all models. If you look at all the models, it's here. Voice recognition.
Okay. Right. Okay. I'm not sure how long we've got left, but we need to make a decision about the things we've discussed. So we agree on. Do we agree on the battery?
Kinetic.
It's quite a cool feature to have, and also if they've got these parts already in stock, then it won't be cheap to remanufacture. It will be cheap, to remanufacture. So do you reckon that's a good idea, that where's the remote, I'm here thing? I think that would be quite cool.
Yeah. We talked about kinetic charging. We seem to have decided on that. Did we decide on AA or AAA batteries?
Do you want like a backup?
No, one of the decisions we had to make was whether we had AA or AAA batteries because they've still got to be charged this way, haven't they?
No, the kinetic ones come with this watch, a battery that goes on a watch.
Right, okay, got you.
So it's a lot smaller.
Got you on that, okay. Didn't realise.
On the top one,
okay, you've got the touch.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
on the bottom we're gonna have the rubber ones, the anti RSI ones.
Okay.
Sorry, could you repeat that last part?
On
LCD screen.
The flip screen, the top one is gonna be the LCD and the bottom one is gonna be the rubberized button.
Okay. So we decided on a rubber casing for the plastic shell, a variety of designs, okay. And it is just, although it's rubberized and spongy, apart from that, we're just going to go for sort of vegetable and fruit colours. We're not going to try and make it actually a vegetable or fruit design or anything else, like a shell that we discussed.
No,
just go for the colours.
We don't want it to be tacky.
Okay. The feel. Is that going to be this image I've got in my head of something kind of shaped like that, maybe about that size, made of plastic, fits into the palm of the hand, rubberized cover that's spongy? Is that really going to fit fancy look and feel, which was the major thing that people wanted market research? Is that fancy different?
It's just different from anything else. And I mean, I'm trying to imagine clean looking mm-hmm. hair,
Mm-hmm.
Or you want something that contrasts, as you know, like you get clocks now that
mm-hmm.
are talking points in an actual clock.
Yeah. I'm just kind of pushing at that to see if you came out with anything else. But I mean, I totally agree. We looked at those remotes. I mean, they are kind of anonymous, very similar looking things. This would definitely be different enough. I just wondered if anybody could come up with something even more. Well, the thing is, the rubberized covers are going to be so relatively cheap to produce that if in a year's time we get feedback from the design fairs that show something else is coming, it's so easy for us to just produce that, and it can be slipped on, which is another beauty of it.
Plastic outside case, okay, just the rubber.
So can I just recap, Sarah, for the decisions that we've made: kinetic charging, the watch type batteries, LCD display on the top side of the flip top, rubberized buttons on the bottom side. We're going to use fruit and vegetable colors for the rubber cover. The case itself is plastic. That's how far we've got. What else do we have to add to our decisions here? Yes, it was just a cost issue with that, but it's a good idea. We just need to check on the cost. Is that right? And incorporating the company logo. Because I took it from the feedback you gave in the last meeting from your report. It's not just a case of having a little RR hidden somewhere. They do want it to be obvious that it's our product, don't
well,
they?
We do, but I think we can.
Since it's the only one of its kind on the market, it's
well,
obviously going to be ours.
I think you just address that with advertising.
Yeah. Okay. 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 Did we? I know at the last meeting we spoke about a beeper. I think that was you talked about a beeper for a location. Have we just rejected that in favour of voice recognition then?
Ha
You got to go through.
Is everyone happy?
Yeah. Lunch was good.